Willie Joe. What the hell's he talking about? Him and Nick probably been in the back room, couple of fucking mariposas. Everybody knows about Greeks and the musicians. Hell, do anything. Take turns down the old dirt track. Otherwise, why is he always here in the morning? Half the time, anyhow. They got some weird radio thing at the observatory. Had his old lady on the news. It's always something, ain't it? Siempre. Nick brought out a small cup of strong coffee, a sausage pastry, and a glass of Ritzina wine. He set them down in front of Willie Joe with a neatly folded $500 bill under the saucer. So, how's business? Willie Joe palmed the bill and took a sip of coffee. Always good, first of the month. Running me ragged, though. Pobrecito, Nick muttered as he walked back to the pastry counter. So what's that mean? He snapped. What the fuck you mean by that? Just an expression. Yeah, I know what it means. You watch your fucking mouth. Willie Joe shifted, slumping back in the chair. The new belt holster was uncomfortable in the small of his back. He didn't have to carry a gun on these collection rounds anyhow. Who'd fuck with him? Not to mention Bobby the Bad and Solo out in the car. Got this fucking town by the nose now the new mayor's in. Bought and paid for before the commission election back in 40. The bitch last year was hard to handle. She found out what it was to push on Willie Joe, though. Might as well piss in the sea, bitch. Nothing's gonna change. He unfolded his list and checked off the Athens. It was the last 24-hour joint. The others wouldn't be open for a while. He took the phone wand out of his pocket and said, Car.
Solo here.
Look, we're ahead. You guys go do what you want to until 8:45. Make it 9, outside Marlowe's. He put his thumb on the hang-up button while he drained the Ritzina. Sanchez.
Buenos.
Willie Joe, where you at?
Second North in Maine, like you said.
Okay, you try and keep up with Solo. Black and red Westinghouse limo pulling out from the Athens. No problema if he stays in town.
Sanchez was on a bicycle. With the ATC going in the morning, you could keep up with traffic on foot without overexerting yourself. The limo moved smoothly in a diagonal from the curb, between two cars and into the left lane. Headed for the ghetto. Interesting. Bobby the Bad was okay, but a little dumb. Solo was new, a friend of a friend in Tampa. He acted a little too tough. Willie Joe would love to get something on him. Someday he might need a little lesson in who's boss.
Nick, he held up the empty wine glass. Another Ritzina. You got the sports page?
Get you one.
He brought the bottle over and then put a buck in the paper machine. Willie Joe snatched the sports section.
See if I got any money left.
He took a leather-bound notebook from an inside pocket and checked his bets against the columns of results. Thoroughbreds at Hialeah, dogs at Tampa, Hialeah in town. He knew from last night's news that he'd lost his biggest wager. Convicted murderer Sally Ann Busby chose the wrong door and was electrocuted. The bitch. He played a hunch and put $1,000 on lethal injection.
Won a dog trifecta, though.
All told, he was down $378. So he'd bet double that today. He spent 20 minutes drawing up a list, distributing the $756 among safe bets and long shots, and then called his bookie. The cube had some black broad talking to the professor's wife.
Did you ever expect this sort of thing to happen? She asked. Is there any precedent?
Nick, you want to put something else on the cube? Enough about the fucking president.